Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Balikatan drills focus on potential flashpoints. Thousands of Filipino and American troops kicked off joint Balikatan military exercises on Monday, concentrating in the northern and western parts of the nation, near the potential flashpoints of the South China Sea and Taiwan. Contrary to international opinion, China claims almost the entire waterway, a key route for international trade. Beijing also considers self-ruled Taiwan to be part of its territory. "We're going to show the people of the Philippines and the world that we've gotten better, and we're never going to stop doing so," Lieutenant General William Journey, commander of U.S. Marine Corps Forces, Pacific, said at the opening ceremony in Manila. "When we get better, the Philippines gets stronger, safer and more secure." In response to China's growing influence, the United States has been bolstering alliances with countries in the Asia-Pacific region, including the Philippines. Washington and Manila are treaty allies and have deepened their defense cooperation since President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. took office in 2022. While the Philippines is poorly armed, its proximity to the South China Sea and Taiwan would make it a key partner for the United States in the event of a conflict with China. "The purpose of armed forces, why we exist, is really to prepare for war," Colonel Michael Logico, Armed Forces of the Philippines, AFP, spokesman on Balikatan, told reporters ahead of the drills. "There's no sugarcoating it. For us not to prepare, that's a disservice to the country." The Philippine Coast Guard will join Balikatan for the first time following several confrontations between its vessels and the China Coast Guard, which patrols reefs off the Philippines coast. The joint drills involve a simulation of an armed recapture of an island in Palawan Province, the nearest major Philippine landmass to the hotly disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. The same exercise will be held in the northern provinces of Cagayan and Batanes, both less than 300 kilometers from Taiwan. Like last year, a vessel will be sunk off the northern province of Ilocos Norte. Other training will concern information warfare, maritime security, and integrated air and missile defense. The United States has deployed its Standard Missile 6, SM-6, guided missiles to the Philippines for Balikatan, but Logico said the weapons would not be used in the drills. China's foreign ministry has accused the United States of stoking military confrontation and warned the Philippines to stop sliding down the wrong path. The exercises, which will run until May 10, will involve around 11,000 American and 5,000 Filipino troops and Australian and French military personnel. France, which is participating in Balikatan for the first time, will deploy a warship that will take part in a joint exercise with Philippine and U.S. vessels. 14 countries in Asia and Europe will join as observers. In another first, the drills will go beyond the Philippines' territorial waters, which extend about 22 kilometers from its coastline, Logico said. AFP Chief General Romeo Brauner said Balikatan was an extraordinary opportunity for us to deepen our collaborations with friends, partners and allies. "It is not a partnership of convenience but rather a clear reflection of our shared history, unwavering commitment to democracy and respect for international law and our pursuit of peace and security in the Indo-Pacific region," Brauner said. Representatives from India, Japan, New Zealand, Germany, South Korea, Canada, the United Kingdom and the ASEAN nations will be participating in this year's War Games as observers. Journey said Balikatan will include many different exercises to improve the mutual development of military operations. "We increase the scope, scale and complexity in this Balikatan, and we have increased our combined combat readiness, interoperability and opportunities to improve upon us," Journey said. U.S.-led ships will navigate alongside vessels from France, Australia and the Philippines and will cruise beyond the 24 nautical miles of the Philippine Exclusive Economic Zone, EEZ, in the West Philippine Sea. Philippine Exercise Director Major General Marvin Licudin said, "It's the first time that we are going beyond our 24 nautical miles, but it's not really addressed at any, specific, aggressors. It's more, focused on, the development of interoperability, our collective efforts, and protection of international law." Through the Comprehensive Archipelagic Defense Concept, CADC, that we recently developed, we aim to enhance our defense capabilities, cooperation and military-to-military collaboration for generations to come, Brauner said. "It also represents an extraordinary opportunity for us to deepen our collaborations with friends, partners and allies," Brauner said. U.S. Embassy Chargé d'Affaires why Robert Ewing said Balikatan was more than just a showcase of military readiness.